This is the inside track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. We're at 34 Raceways tonight, open night of the season at 34 Raceways with the IMCA Deary Brothers winner tonight of the Brent Slocum 50, Mike Murphy Jr. from Kelowna, Illinois. Mike, I don't know where to begin with that. You just destroyed them.
Yeah, that's the way they all should go. But unfortunately, you got to take these and cherish them because lapping that many cars and having a car that drives itself like that doesn't come along very often.
Tell you, you got by the 93 car on lap 7 and led the rest of the race. But, man, did you have any idea how bad you were pulling away?
No, and I wish I did have because, I mean, at the end there, I could have swore I felt like something gave up in the right rear. The car started to feel like it leaned on the right rear a little bit. And my guy was doing a great job giving me signals, but, you know, he'll say you're ahead, but you never know just how far. So he tried to drive lap traffic semi-aggressively and just did what I had to do.
Caught the lap cars on lap 17, and you seem to have a car that it didn't really matter. If you needed to go the outside, you'd go the outside. If you needed to go the bottom, you could sure come off the bottom. Looked like your car rolled around the corner well, but it went straight well too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was kind of interesting when I was coming up on the lappers. They all seemed to be a lot, about, you know, two lanes lower than what I was, you know, in my rhythm. And I kind of found that strange. And then I went down to the bottom where they were running, and I was like, well, it ain't bad down here either. But, yeah, like you said, we had an extremely versatile car. I get right in the center of the corner, turn the wheel left, and it turned down under guys. And, I mean, that's as good as it gets.
Third last night at Farley, and I know it's early in the season, but it's sure great to start off, be up there on the top of the points.
Yeah, I think Tyler and I will be tied now for this Deary deal, but like you say, it's just two races down, 18 to go, and whether we can even make the whole series would be questionable. So, but we'll take it one race at a time. And I mean, people were asking last night if we're going to be racing Sunday at East Moline. I was like, well, let's worry about one night this tonight first. So we'll take it one race at a time and just go from there.
Had to feel good tonight. They're amazing to be coming up lap Mark Burtorff, and then to see Jeff Eike and Eckridge and those guys in front of you. It's a whole lot nicer to see those kind of guys in front of you than behind you. Huh?
Oh man, I never in my career thought that there'd ever be a race where I was coming up to lap Mark Burtorff, Jeff Eike, or any Eckridge for that matter. So I mean, like I said, I thought maybe they were dragging the brakes or something, but
you sure weren't dragging the brakes.
No, not tonight. So it like I said, you're exactly right. It's just coming up on guys like that, quality cars, and being able to do that is just I'm gonna sleep really good tonight.
who do you have that helps you as far as pit crew?
My buddy Donnie Knight just had twins, so he couldn't be here tonight. But he does so much in the shop. I could not do it without him. Brad Pershey. He's been helping me and for as long as I've had this late model, and went to high school with him. And Tim Marsden does a lot of my wrenching on the motors, and he always comes through for me when I got I'm not a motor guy, so he's always got the answer for me there. And my car owner, I can't forget Randy Swanson. I mean, he doesn't care whether, you know, we finish first or last, as long as we're safe and have fun, you know. And tonight he'll smile tonight, that's for sure.
Who you got for sponsors on your car this year?
We picked up a couple new ones. Randy, he runs a pizza place, Riverbend Pizza, there in Port Byron, Illinois. Sherry D's come on this board, auto sales in Rock Island, Illinois. We got Rock River Arms. That's a good one to have. They've been awesome to us for 3 years now. J&J Camper Sales, Iowa, Illinois Pest Control. I got to look at the car here. Mach 1 Race Cars and MK Autocraft. I mean, it's just I got some more there, but they're slipping my mind. But them are definitely the major ones that give us all the support that we need.
Mike Murphy Jr., congratulations. One of the most dominating performances I've ever seen here in a late model race. Thanks for talking with us on the inside track, and I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season. Congratulations on winning the Slocum 50 at 34 Raceways.
I hope I talk to you a lot more the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you.